Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to A New Day for Al-Islam in America with thoughts and views from the community of Imam W. Dean Muhammad. On this new day, Monday, we are pleased to bring you outlooks and perspectives from Masjid Adam, located in the Bronx, New York, at 2263 Quitona Avenue. We encourage you to visit their website at masjidadam.com and become one of their friends on Facebook. And now, without further ado, we bring to you the Assistant Imam of Masjid Adam, Abdul Kareem Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. I'm not sure if you hear another phone ringing. Do you hear that?
I beg your pardon? You hear what?
I have a phone ringing. I'm going to have to dial you right back in, so give me one sec.
All right. We do have a number of callers on the line right now. Masjid Adam is ready to bring you updates on some of the events that are actually going on in the Bronx, New York. That was Assistant Imam Abdul Kareem and Rahim. And Assistant Imam Abdul Kareem Rahim will give you an update in one moment.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum. You're on.
Wa alaikum assalam. And to the listening audience, we greet you with the greetings of peace that only God can give to all. We apologize for the technical difficulty. However, we want to say Eid Mubarak to all the Muslims who are celebrating the second day of Eid al-Adha. It is the celebration of sacrifice for the Muslims worldwide. And it's the following of our father, Prophet Adam, father, Prophet Abraham. And we thank you for calling in, for all of you who are calling in. Just a quick update. Masjid Adam is located in the Bronx, New York. It's 2263 Quitona Avenue, Bronx, New York, 10457. You can, as far as the website that William was talking about a little earlier, the website where it's up running, you can still go into it as far as Arabic classes and other things that you see on it. They are not presently in operation because we're doing adjustments for the new year or the coming new year. So please be patient with us, but you can call in at the numbers, and we'll give you further update every Monday, as William was saying. And we want to thank A New Day for Al-Islam in America for allowing us to be a host on Blog Talk Radio, and we hope to be bringing you some wonderful information as far as what it is that we're doing at Masjid Adam. Of course, you know that the resident imam at Masjid Adam is Imam Farouk Abdul Ali, who is one of our greater motivators and has been a sincere follower and student of Imam Warithi Muhammad, who is our leader, and we pray and hope that Allah grants him the highest station in paradise. I have called and texted and given the number out to many of our listeners that who are now I see are calling in, and just want to let you know that at Masjid Adam, every Wednesday we have a food program that we give out. I believe it starts around 11 o'clock a.m., and we give out food. And, again, that address is 2263 Quitona Avenue. It's between Grote and 183rd Street. And the food is given out every Wednesday. We also are planning a march that's going to be coming up in the summer, Stop the Violence March, but it's going to be a much more unique one, and I'm going to get into that a little more later. Right now, I'm just giving some information on the different things that we're doing at Masjid Adam, and again, one of them will be that we will be having the free Arabic classes coming up again, as we did last year, and that's for all those who want to learn the Quranic Arabic, and even those of you who may not be Muslim, it may be an interesting thing for you to do, because if you understand that the Quran, which is a book of instructions, it's not so much a book for the purpose of people just reading it for a spiritual purpose, but it's more of an instructional book that gives you an understanding on what it is that God has been saying to the human being throughout the scriptures. And we're talking about from the Torah and from the Bible and the Quran, or those three major religions, and leaving no other religion out, as long as everybody understands that we say that we believe there is one God and one God only, and that you need no assistance to be able to communicate with him except to worship him in a sincere way. Now, just to let everyone know also that all of you who are calling in, if you have any comments or if you have any questions, you can call in at 213-816-0356, and when you do, just press 1 on your phone, and my gracious host, Brother William Kareem, will be able to turn it on and bring it forth. Now, we're going to have 1 hour. We're doing a half-hour show, or at least my portion of it is at this point. We're going to do a one-hour show. However, that is going to change, and it may change in two ways. One is that we may start the show at 8:30 and go until 9:30, because that makes it easier for me to be able to do the show and still be able to go out and do the other things that I have to do with on this Monday morning. But what we're also going to do is have, through the blessing and grace of Allah, my wife, who Allah has blessed me with, she's going to take on the second half of the show, and it's going to be dealing with Masjid Adam, which our leader, Imam Farouk Abdul Ali, has led us to understand the importance of starting business and the importance of being in business and creating businesses. And so she's going to be speaking with some of her partners who are in business for themselves, and guest hosts and things that are going to be coming on, and that'll be starting at 9:30. But more than likely, we'll probably be starting that next week. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to get that done today, even though we may have a full hour show, but it may not get done today. So I'm just, again, just giving people information as to what it is, this new thing that we're doing, and what it is that we're trying to accomplish with this radio station that, again, we have been blessed with the ability to be able to call in. And I still have people calling me on my cell who I've texted. If you have called me, just... Well, the number. Okay, but email by key. The number is, and I'm on the air. I'm on the air, but the number is 213-816-0356. Again, that's 213. Oh, well, no, that's the number, though. Brother William.
Yes, sir.
Thank you much. Thank you much. Yes, that was email by Key. He was calling in from the other line. But, some people were saying that they said for some reason that's the wrong number or something. I'm not sure what's going on. But they said
that's
it was
the
wrong number. But, again, the number is 213-816-0356. I believe most people do have the correct number.
But have a number of callers on the line right now. And if any of you would like to make a comment, or you can press 1 on your phone and you'll be brought into the queue. Okay, there we go. I'll check out these people and you continue. Go ahead, buddy, ma'am.
Okay. One of the things that I wanted to do was, and this morning there's a young lady by the name of Miss Jones, who she's a member, or I'll say she's one of the people who I also talked with as far as us doing things here in the Bronx. And we spoke this morning, and she wanted me to let everybody know, in the Boston Road area of the Bronx, Miss Jones at the United House of Worship is 1326 Boston Road, between Boston Road and Jennings Street. They'll have a food pantry starting from 11 to 1 p.m. Right now, it's only on Saturdays. It's only on Saturdays right now, but they're going to be increasing that. Just as is Masjid Adam's, we have more consciousness of being valued in, or the value of life. And so that's what our march is about. And there's many groups here in the Bronx that are all about that particular thing. And so I don't know if Brother Tim has called in, Reverend Tim, but if you're there, I would like for you to call in, and we can speak about some of the things that you and I have been talking about doing here. And again, you know, Master Adam is one of those, we're one of the few, or actually just about, I believe, that one of the African-American groups here in America, I mean here in the Bronx, I'm sorry, a sign jumped up on my screen. I didn't know what that was. By the way, am I still there? I don't think so. By the way, are you still there? I'm not sure if I'm on. Well, if anybody can hear me, if you dial one, just to let me know if you have me on air, I would appreciate it, just as a help. Is that Imam Musa, are you there? I'm opening up mics, but I don't seem to have anybody, so I might have to call back in. So if you're still hearing me, I'm going to call back in because I believe I've been terminated or something for that reason. But I'll be calling back in. Yes, this is Assistant Imam Abdul Karim Rahim from Masjid Adam. I'm not sure what had happened, but I believe everybody should have me in at this time. But Musa, if you're there, could you just let me know? Brother Musa. Okay, I'm going to try Imam. Brother Levi, I'm going to try to get you in. Let me know if you can hear me. Brother Levi. Brother Levi, are you there? Okay, I don't really know what may have happened, but I do see some of the callers that I recognize, like Imam Musa. Yes, Kumar. Okay, great. Thank you, Kumar. Yeah, Sister Kumar is one of my favorite sisters in the Sisterhood of Al Islam, and she is called in. Let me know. I can be heard. I'm not hearing anybody for whatever reason. We're having some other technical difficulties. And if Brother William, if you are there, what you can do is call me on my cell phone, and maybe you can explain to me what might be going on. But I'm going to continue on. I have another 10 minutes of my air time. And, again, what I would like for anybody to do, press 1 on your phone, either Musa or Brother Levi. Press 1 on your phone, and let me see if I can get you on the air. And this way, it'll give me the certification of knowing that I actually have you. So I just need either one of you two or, okay, area code 347. 360. I'm going to bring you into the queue. If you hear me as I'm speaking, I'm going to say that you're on the air. I want you to start speaking, please.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Who am I speaking to?
This
and where
Imam
are you from?
Musa. Imam Musa.
Oh,
from New York.
Oh, you call on two numbers. Oh, no, I see your number twice. That's why I see what happened. All right, alhamdulillah, I'm glad you're there. And I'm glad everybody else is here. Hey, how was your Eid, brother?
It was very good. Alhamdulillah, Eid Mubarak to you also.
Thank you. Eid Mubarak. And, of course, for those of you who don't know, today is also happened to be the day in which Allah blessed us with this wonderful brother, Imam Musa from Master Yusuf Shah up there in Mount Vernon. And they had a wonderful time there. We had went out to Musa Khalifa, which also was a wonderful time. And it was a really nice event that they had out at in Brooklyn. Brother Musa, while I got you, Imam Musa, while I got you there, if you can just tell us about the event that you got coming up on the 12th real quick, just letting us know what that's about and the time and the location.
Yes, the event is at the Dole Center in Mount Vernon, 250 South 6th Avenue in Mount Vernon, New York. The event is based on the history of the African-American Muslim community from the 1930s into present day. It's going to discuss personalities that are world-known as Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Mr. Farad Muhammad. It's going to discuss Minister Louis Farrakhan, Minister Malcolm X, and also our late BD Imam W.D. Muhammad. It's going to be a very historical and educational event, talking about the history of this community and what was our interest then and what is our interest now. And also we're going to be honoring five living pioneers, historians who were participating in that time period with the Nation of Islam.
Alhamdulillah. And so you see here at Masjid Adam radio station, if you can just repeat the time one more time.
The doors open at 5 o'clock. The movie will start exactly 6. And then there will be a discussion after the documentary is completed. And it's going to be very, very good. It's going to be a very nice event.
Thank you. Yeah, so as I was saying, what you can see here at the Masjid Adam radio talk show, we are interested in all events that are positive events that are moving towards helping the upliftment of the human being. That is what our main goal is. Our leader, Imam Wahdi Muhammad, may Allah forgive him his sins and grant him a high station in paradise, he left us with the greatest understanding of what the Quran was saying and who it was speaking to, and greatly it was speaking mostly to the human being and the upliftment of the human being. And that's why, again, to all of those who may not be Muslims who are listening in, and I do thank all my callers for calling in, I just want to say to you, thank you much for wanting to hear our message, because unfortunately the media has been giving Al-Islam a real bad rap. But for those of you who know the Muslims that you do know, and you've seen the changes that have happened in our lives, and for me, for those who know me from way back when and way, way back when, you know that only God could have changed what I was to what I am now. So you have to see the beauty in what is really Al-Islam. And so we're trying to put that message forth here at Masjid Adam in all the different ways that we are. And like I said, we're involved in many different things. We're also involved in our community directly in our area. One of the things we want to do is get an interest out to entrepreneurs or business people looking for businesses. There's a lot of buildings and stores and housing in our area that is being redeveloped and rebuilt over in the Katona area. And we're trying to get people to come in and look at it so that we can start to develop a business atmosphere in the Muslim, with the Muslim concept. And for those of you who don't know, you know, Al-Islam at one time was said it was supposed to be spread with the sword. That wasn't true at all. Al-Islam was truly 100% spread through merchants who, when they went into other countries, they started doing business with these people who have never seen people do business the way Muslims were instructed. And again, that's why I tell you that book, the Quran, is a book of instructions. We're instructed to do business in a very specific way. And so people started to take a liking to the way these people would act and the way they, you know, interacted with people and teaching people and telling people that it's all about fairness, it's all about justice, it's all about, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us, and Imam Wahdi Muhammad had told us, that it's freedom, justice, and equality. And that's what Al-Islam is truly about. And so we're here to spread this message as broad and as wide as we possibly can. And so we thank you for calling in. Now, I only have a few more minutes before I'm going to have to be moving on. But I would like for anyone who would like to call in, just please press 1 on your phone, and I will try to get you in. My next person is going to be 347-535. 347-535. You're on
there. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This is Brother Shabazz.
Who am I speaking to and where are you from?
Brother Shabazz Abdurrazak.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. This is one of our true scholars in our Masjid, Masjid Adam, as well as in the religion of Al-Islam. And he truly is a brother who's been dedicated to uplifting human beings throughout. I know you have some words of wisdom for us, so if you can, just hit us with it.
Well, I'm not. I'm just a brother, humble servant of Allah, brother. That's all. I'm just trying to.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
And serve Allah.
Those of us know him know that he's much more than that in our hearts, anyway. So,
alhamdulillah,
if nothing
alhamdulillah,
else,
may Allah.
In our
Allah,
hearts, we know he's more. He's given much to me. He has been a great part of my learning curve in Al-Islam. So I thank him for that. I thank Allah for that as well.
Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, brother. All praise is due to Allah.
I was
having problems at first. I was calling, then it was, I don't know if it was my phone or whatever it was. It
actually,
was
we had some technical difficulties here. Yeah, we know we had some technical difficulties on this end. So I think I got them straightened out to enough to us to be continuing on. So
Thank you, Wally, and everybody that's involved for the work that's being done up in Masjid Adam, up in that Katona area. We strive hard to try to make a mark, in our community, because in the Quran, Allah says that we are the Khalifa, and He says that as far as the Muslim, He said we are the best of people evolved for mankind. Conjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong. And it doesn't mean that we per se as a Muslim, is doing the work. There's a lot of people up there doing work, a lot of the churches, a lot of the good people. And we believe that all God-conscious people should get together and work to try to bring about good in their community. There's a lot of blight in the community that needs to be taken out. And if we come together and stand strong as God-fearing people, because if you study the history of Islam in Spain, we know the Muslims ruled Spain for almost 800 years. And among those people, the Christians, Jews, everybody was allowed to practice their religion. And this is what we're about. We're not about, oppressing people. We're not about just trying to dominate people and not.
All right, one second. I just want to let 646-314. I'm coming to you next, so we're gonna let the brother finish, and I'm gonna come straight to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, and we're about establishing good things, and I want to thank also everybody who's involved in that. And the next time I speak, I'm gonna. I want to talk about Quranic Mind Foundation, which is something that I myself and Brother Imam Abdul Karim and a few other brothers have established, and we want to talk about that the next time, inshallah.
Yes, definitely. And we're going to have our good brother Shabazz Abdurrazak back as a guest host, hopefully maybe even next week.
Inshallah, inshallah.
Inshallah. 646-314. You're on the air. Please state your name and where you're from.
I'm Sister Kamal. I live in Bronx. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Eid Mubarak.
Thank you very much for calling and helping a brother out, because I definitely need it. And sisters like you are always there on time.
Inshallah. Allahu alam. I just wanted to say I heard a lot of good stuff, and it's real funny, boy. Allah always plans. He's the best planner, even though we plan. And I know everything y'all are talking about, believe it or not, when I was in, third grade, I used to say I want to do this and I want to do that. And all these things is coming into play into my life. you know, and I'm real grateful. I also wanted to know a little bit more about their pantry, too, because I heard the gist of it, but that's when you kind of got cut off. But I heard you all the time.
You're talking about the food pantry that at the house, the United House of, I believe it's the United House of Prayer, which it only be on Saturdays, and it's a sister named Miss Jones who is going to be heading it up, and it's at 1326 Boston Road between Boston Road and Jenny's. But it's only going to be on Saturdays right now, and it's between 11 and 1 p.m. So they're going to be starting it off. Now, I'm going to have to go ahead and get ready to get up out of here. However, my lovely wife, my blessing that Allah has given me, is going to be able to step in. And this is what could happen. For all of you who have called in, and I love every last one of you, I thank you. You are really going to help us be able to build this and get this going the way it needs to be. But what she's going to do is she's going to step in and just more or less try to pick up on the callers. So what you can do, all you have to do is press 1 on your phone. Again, the number is 213-816-0356. And all you have to do is press 1 on your phone, and then she can key you in. And this is Sister Kumar. Thank you for calling in.
Welcome.
Everything here in the blue is where you turn them off. When you go to this one, these are the whites. All right, so right now I don't see no other callers, so I'm going to introduce you to Sister Muniba Abdul Rahim, who is my wife and partner in this new venture that we're getting into, and she's going to be speaking more from the perspective of what is going on with Masjid Adam as far as us going into business, and the businesses she's welcoming and asking other entrepreneurs, people who are in the multi-level marketing and all the other stuff to call in. We're going to be asking you for money soon, so don't even think about it. But right now we're just dealing with saying we want you to call in and let us know, you know, what your interests are, if you have any businesses, if you have any places where people could maybe come in and purchase stores and things of that nature, because at Masjid Adam we will have in our area stores and things that are going to become available. We want people to come in so that we can develop a better business life as well as everything else. But with no further ado, I give you Sister Muniba.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Masjid Adam radio station. And I would like to take caller 718, area code 718-810. You're on the air.
Yes.
Who's
Sister Muniba, this is William Kareem. I just want you to know that I'm here for you. I'm in the background. So if you need any assistance, just know I'm here with you, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Do you have the switchboard? Brother William Kareem, do you have the switchboard?
Yes, I can assist you with the switchboard.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay,
William got you.
Okay, so am I pressing this one now?
Well, that's William, so you can
on.
Just take them off.
Okay.
Okay.
William, I'm leaving you on. What, right here?
Okay.
Right here?
Yes, I'm here. Go.
Okay, so go. So, caller 616-314.
Yellow light next to it, then you can get to it.
Right, it is, right? Up the green. Hello?
Yes, this is hello? Yeah, this is Brother Kareem. Go ahead. Want 347-535? Which one do you want? I see we have 347.
646-314-7819.
Okay. That one is on. Assalamu alaikum. You're on 646-314. You're on. With Sister
Moon. Oh, that was me.
Okay, you are still on. Sister Kumar, I'm glad you're still on. I'm glad you're still on. Eid Mubarak to you.
Yes,
It's Kareem.
I'm glad because we're business partners.
Well, since I'm DeLorme, you could give me the phone number to the pantry.
There's no number to the pantry.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I can ask for the information.
Sister, Sonicum. Okay, what I would like for you to share a little bit about your business, what you're into, and share a little information about, a little bit about your business. Would you like to share anything about your business and what you're into? Give a little to people, the listeners, some information about your business.
Okay, I could tell you about my business because I'm in a whole lot of business these days. I think I spread myself kind of thin, but I keep trying. For one thing, I'm in a wellness business, and that's called Tahitian Oni. Those are beverages they have for different things to deal with your wellness in reference to your skin or your body or your mental. And they have drinks and they have diet things for if you need diet, if you have diet issues, you want to lose weight or something and build muscle. Also, I'm in the Avon business for women that like to get real beautiful for their man, for their husbands, that is, not a boyfriend. Let's not get it twisted. But they want to beautify themselves, or they want it. Maybe they want to look 10 years young and they could put some new on their face and look real good. And I'm also with, I do rallies and I do protests for the sake of humanity, for the betterment of humanity. I pray Allah every day that Allah bless me to be able to do things so that when I leave this world that it will benefit humanity when I'm gone, inshallah, and Allah knows best. I'm also with the Muslim Consulting Network, and I feed homeless people too, and you know, I do pantries with them, and we do interfaith with churches and everything because, like the brother said, we allow everybody to practice. Back in the day, you know, in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam times.
Sorry, Sister Kuma, just want to let caller 347-535 know that we're going to be coming to you next. Please hold.
Okay. So, basically, I'm in the Tahitian Oni, I'm in the Avon, I'm with the Muslim Consulting Network, I'm with Parent Action Community, I'm with Correlation of Educational Justice. I just, like, outdid myself here, so I want to do everything to please Allah, whatever it is that I can do. And may everybody have a day and a better day tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Sister Kumar, for calling in. I'll talk to you soon, okay? Hopefully next week. Okay. Call at 347-535-7431. You're on the air.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. This is Brother Shabazz Abdul Razak again.
I'm Leela.
I was just wanted you to know, and that got your back too. I'm supporting you and all your endeavors, Sister Moniva. I've known Sister Moniva for many years now, and she's always been a soldier, Sister Soldier, been a beat for the cause. And she's been really, you know, striving hard and hanging in there with the children and trying to do her business and always been a part of the masjid. And the thing about Sister Moniba, right, that's very beautiful, is that whenever you got something going on, an event or something, and you want people to come and support that event, let Sister Moniba know. She'll be there with her cavalry. She'll be there. You know? So, you know, that's very important. Sister Moniba, she definitely will be there. Alhamdulillah. And thank you for the work, Sister Moniba. And may Allah continue to bless you. Okay.
Bless. Yes. Thank you, Brother Shabazz. You know, go ahead.
I said I continue to make dua for you and your family. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, I always talk about everybody else and forget about me, you know. I want to talk about me just a little bit in business. Maniba Enterprise is an umbrella of businesses where it consists of dawah through music. I remember when I first came to Islam, a sister put a CD in my hand by artist Brother Shaheed, and it said, "Thanks for calling me." And I just got so in tune with the words where I was like, Alhamdulillah, on what he was saying, dawah through music, and I just bought up as many CDs as I can and started selling them. You know, I asked them for permission, and I remember, you know, my first, that was like my first business, like, you know, besides selling clothes and babysitting, everything I could do to help the community, I was willing to do and still is. Today I'm in the health and wealth service, you know, and I do everything that's needed to do. You know, I give information. And, yes, I support the Muslim businesses in the community. Wherever you got something going, if I can do it, I'm going to do it because that's just where my heart is. Okay? That's just a little bit about me. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Brother Shabazz.
You're welcome. I'm really loved.
Next caller is 347-468-4961. I'm familiar with this number. Assalamualaikum. You're on the air.
Assalamualaikum. Yes, this is Abdul Kareem. I was just calling back in. I am on my way to teach my classes. But I just wanted to call back in. And again, first we want to thank A New Day in Al-Islam in America. A new day for Al-Islam in America. We wanted to thank them for allowing us to be a host, and that is at Masjid Adam. And again, Masjid Adam is a masjid within the Bronx that is about outreach, and that's what we really do. And so as Brother Shabazz was just saying about Sister Maniba, that she is one of those people who is one of those people you can always contact and then do the next step as far as outreach, and she'll get the message out for us. So I just wanted to remind her and Brother William that as she just was talking about dawah, you know, one of the biggest things that we are pushing at Masjid Adam right now is dawah. And the next thing that's coming up is going to be the unified ta'aleem on health. And this should be an issue that should stretch far and wide with everyone. And we're going to have it at Masjid Khalil Abdul Rauf, which is on 145th. Some people may know it as Faith Piggyback. That's going to be on the 28th of this month, November. So, and it'll start at 1:30 p.m. Further information will be given later. You can go to the, some of the other websites, and Hakeem Sabri is going to be posting it on Facebook for those who may not know anything more about it. But the Unified Ta'aleem and its function and purpose is to bring together the masjid under the leadership of Imam Warizdi Muhammad and let us show what he has left us as a powerful legacy of language, knowledge, and understanding of what Al-Islam is truly about, and trying to push us forward so that we can start to become the spearhead to letting people know this is what humanity needs to do. As we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left us Muhammad the Prophet, who is the best example as being a human being for all humankind, and he is the seal and the finality of the Prophet, but that he said that he left our community, the community of Muslims worldwide, to be that next example. And we here in America, under the leadership of Imam Warizdi Muhammad, may Allah forgive him and grant the high space and paradise, has left us with a language and a legacy that's going to allow us to grow to that level. So we need to unite ourselves together, and that's why we have these United Ta'aleem. So please let all and everyone welcome, come out, join us, build together with us in building humanity. And I just wanted to make sure that was given because she mentioned the dawah, which is one of the things that we definitely at Masjid Adam want to get out. And I thank y'all for this time. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you so much for calling in. Brother Kareem, I see a number 347-772-9520.
Do you see that? Let's see. 347 what? 772-9520.
Would
you like to
hear
that on? I'm calling
you on
347-772. You're on the air.
Okay, maybe not.
Yeah, they didn't one, so it's like they don't want to talk right now.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm lost for words right now. Okay, that's the call as I see right now.
Let me say something while you get your words together. Alhamdulillah,
okay.
Brothers and sisters, this is a New Day Monday. And on a New Day Monday, you're going to be hearing from this active and excited Masjid Adam out of the Bronx, New York. You can hear the believers. You just have heard the believers this morning from that area. The sisters, you see the sisters, Sister Kumar, Sister Mubida, you know, that they are, you know, well involved as far as doing business and being active as far as rallies, protests, and making things happen up there in the Bronx, New York. And that is the reason why A New Day for Al-Islam is bringing you this information, let you know that there's a lot of activity going on here in the Northeast region in many different areas of the United States. And every Monday, I want you to know that you will be hearing from Masjid Adam. We encourage you to visit their website at masjidadam.com and also to become one of their friends on Facebook. And so now I return you to our sister, Maliva. Go ahead.
Maliva. Thank you. I got my paperwork
Maliva, right?
together.
Right?
Yes.
Go.
The sisters at Masjid Adam, I had to run downstairs, had a meeting this last past Saturday, and we have an agenda of plans that we like to share with the community just a little bit, that what we're putting into action, we're going to start a Sisters Learning Circle on Saturday evenings, inshallah, for Quranic studies for sisters that can come out on the weekends. And we're doing a movie night. We're going to start a family night at the masjid, whereas families can come out on Friday nights after Juma or stay after Juma and have something to do with the community, and food will be served. Some food will be sold, too. And what else? And the sisters Talene's too. Sisters, we're going to be asking sisters to come join us at Masjid Adam, and we'll be hosting our Talene's on a Sunday that the brothers choose. The imam give us a Sunday where we could be doing Talene's too, dawah too, with the Masjid. Alhamdulillah. So that's what we're doing right now. And we're going to talk about a call-out. We're talking about a call-out to all sisters so we could get together in all the five boroughs, and so we could know your daughters and we could know your sons, so our communities can get together and know one another, so we can start supporting the communities where our dates don't be the same dates of events, where we, all the communities can support one another. So that's one thing that we're going to put into action soon, and you'll hear from us and let us know the date and time where you'll be coming to Masjid Adam to support that event, inshallah. So, sisters and brothers, if you have any businesses that you would like to call in and let me know about, where I can tell the other listeners on the air about your business, you can call in at 816-0356. Okay? Thank you. Brother Kareem, you could come in.
Okay. Mentioning the idea of business, and just to let you know, Sister Muniba, right?
Yes.
It's Muniba? Okay. Sister,
yes,
Muniba, just to let you know, just to let you know that on Tuesdays, what we're going to do here on A New Day for Al-Islam is on A New Day Radio, what we're going to do is we're going to make it a Business Tuesday. And tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, we're going to be hosting Brother Hafiz Abdul Wahid from the North Carolina area, who is a multi-level marketer, and he's going to make a presentation about a business that he's in called FTHM, and he's going to talk about multi-level marketing and the benefits of multi-level marketing. And I know that there are a lot of people, a lot of people in our community that are involved in multi-level marketing, and, you know, because of this day and time, there's a possibility that people can be interested in doing multi-level marketing to raise money and to make money. So what we're going to do on Tuesdays is we're going to do a Tuesday business event right here on A New Day for Al-Islam. And tomorrow, like I said, tomorrow morning will be Hafiz Abdul Wahid, and then every Tuesday after that we will make another presentation. Maybe we'll get Noni to come on, or maybe, you know, you can talk about Avon or some other. There's people in our community that are doing cake and water. There are people that are doing coffee, and there are a lot of other events that are going on. There's a brother that's doing a toilet paper business that is going on. Yeah, so we're going to, on Tuesdays, we're going to bring, it's going to be a Business Tuesday. So every Tuesday we're going to bring a different business and allow businesses to come on and talk with the community about different ways that they may be able to make money. The other event that is very important for me to mention while we have the believers on the line is the awards weekend that's coming up next month. That would be from December 9th to December 11th will be a Time to Be Grateful awards weekend. You know, that's the Muslim Journal, the annual Muslim Journal event. As a matter of fact, this is the 8th annual Muslim Journal event called A Time to Be Grateful. And it's going to take place in Washington, D.C., over three dynamic days and nights, from December 9th to December 11th. And if you plan on participating in that, I would encourage you to make your hotel reservations now, because I'm going to tell you right now, that hotel is going to fill up real fast. And you can call 202-582-1234. That's 202-582-1234. It's going to be at the Grand Hyatt in Washington, D.C. It's an excellent hotel. I mean, it's a beautiful hotel. They're going to be charging something like $149 per night. But it's a great hotel. And when you make your reservation and you intend on attending this event, mention you want the rate for the Time to Be Grateful group rate. That's the Time to Be Grateful group rate. Okay?
Okay,
so we have We have 5 minutes left in the program, and what would you like to say to end the program?
I am so grateful that Allah blessed you, brother, with this program and for the opportunity for the Muslims to come on and talk about what's going on in the community and what's going on in our lives, you know, is in business. You know, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, may Allah continue to bless you continuously, because I've seen you for years doing your business. You know, you inspired me to keep on, you know, alhamdulillah. You know, I just pray that Allah continue to bless you in your good works.
I want to say that all praise is due to Allah, that you know that, sister, that this is a community that we are a part of. This community is such a wonderful community, and what we do is we support each other. There's so much work that's actually going on from so many people. You know, up there in your masjid, Imam Farouk Abdul Wali has been doing great work for many, many years. You know, when he took over you know, Master Chakwa Wajahad, and then, you know, you all made that great move, you know, over there to 2263 Quitona Avenue, you know, and acquired that property, man. That was a wonderful move. And now y'all are up there in the Bronx, you know, serving the people of the Bronx. And then we, you know, I just also have to let people know that on this Thursday will be Masjid Yusuf Shah. Will be Masjid Yusuf Shah Thursday of Mount Vernon, New York, and Masjid Yusuf Shah will be coming on to tell you about the great works that are going on up there in Mount Vernon. You know, so we have great works. We have a community that's actually going on, and it's just my pleasure, Imam Yusuf Ramadan's pleasure to be able to host, you know, these great masjids that we actually have with these great believers that are doing so many different things, and the world just needs to know about it. They need to know what's going on, and that's what the purpose of this is all about.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I'd like to thank Iman Wali, too, because he's been a great supporter of people that want to get into business and do dawah. He sit down, listen to you, and he'll say, that's a great idea. Well, you need to do that. You know, that's one of his favorite lines, you know. Alhamdulillah, we got a spirit like that in our masjid. Alhamdulillah, thank you so much, brother, for giving us the opportunity. Okay?
All right, alhamdulillah, sister. All right, thank you very much, Sister Muniba.
Yes.
Sister Muniba is the assistant imam, Imam Abdul Kareem Rahim's wife, and who is in the host of Masjid Adam Radio that comes on to you every Monday morning right here. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. or from 8:30 to 9:30, whichever way they want to do it. And we thank everybody for calling in. All of you that have called in to listen to the great works that's actually going on in the Bronx. And like I said, tomorrow morning will be Imam Hafiz Abdul Wahid, who will bring a business presentation about multi-level marketing and what it's all about. And every Tuesday we're going to have that. And on Thursday, don't forget to listen to Masjid Yusuf Shah out of Mount Vernon. And then on Saturday mornings we have Kwasi's View, and Kwasi talks about a lot of different things, different ideas. So, you know, we have like 51 seconds left, and we want to thank everybody. And we want you to know that other masjids from the area will be coming on. And we're talking about masjids like the Masjid of Harlem. We're going to get you some masjids from Connecticut, inshallah, and masjids also from Mount Vernon. So with that, brothers and sisters, we pray that Allah will continue to bless us. And we ask you, and this is one of the prayers that we actually say. We thank all of you, because if it wasn't for you, then we would not be able to be here on the radio and to tell you about the great things that are going on. So we ask you to pray the prayer of peace and good for us as we pray the prayer of peace and good for you. And with